Welcome to the Mountaineer Movie Theater in beautiful Lake City, Colorado, everybody.
The small independent theater closed in March because of the COVID-19 pandemic. It reopened on a Friday night in early August.
What do you think about being back at the movies? It's been the first...
It's about time.
We love movies in Lake City.
Oh, we're very excited.
We're excited that it's open. Very happy about it.
Those were Lake City residents Beth and Jesse Kendall, Bear Ferris, and Kim Knotts. They were at the Mountaineer for its reopening.
Tell you what, this is my 45th year, and it feels like my first night.
Philip Burden owns the movie theater in Lake City.
That excitement with opening night always, but added to that is all the things that we've been doing. The nervousness is I'm doing everything I can to make it a safe and healthy environment for my staff and my customers, because I certainly don't want to be the movie theater that becomes a hot spot for any sickness.
The theater can sit up to 100 people, but it's operating at 25% capacity. Ticket sales are online only now. Customers are seated one row apart and can only sit with their group. Face masks are required. There is also plexiglass hanging over the concession counter and social distancing in place. Theaters like this one must follow state and local health guidelines to be open. Movie theaters in Montrose, Delta, Paonia, Grand Junction, and across the state are operating again. Phil Contrino is with the National Association of Theater Owners, a trade organization.
Indoor theaters are not doing well at all, obviously. It's been a struggle to get open, and when they have been allowed to open by their state that they are in, they don't have new movies to play.
Contrino says drive-in theaters are having a moment because they are ideal venues for social distancing. People can watch a movie outside or from the comfort of their vehicle.
In the markets where they do exist, drive-ins are still really, really strong. I mean, they're posting great numbers and people are loving it.
However, Pamela Friend says that's not the case for her. She owns Star Drive-In in Montrose. Friend says business is down this summer. She believes there are several reasons why.
Oh, we're usually bombed by now, and it's very, very slow. But I think they still have a certain degree of fear, and let's face reality. Maybe a lot of them don't want to come out and pay to see movies they can see on Netflix or on their TV at home.
Contrino says that's changing. There are several new releases available to theaters and drive-ins for the first time since March, including Unhinged and Tenet.
The industry will learn a lot from how they perform. And it's going to be just, with Unhinged, it's an opening act to Tenet. Unhinged is a smaller movie, and Tenet is a big blockbuster. And that's a really good way for theaters to get back into the rhythm of this and get adjusted to their new safety precautions.
Back at the movie theater in Lake City, Philip Burden says he's hopeful for theaters and the film industry. He's also happy to be able to show movies again.
This is a community operation here. It's for the community. That's why we build it. And my favorite thing is that a little boy a long time ago said, "This is the greatest living room I've ever seen." And we love that feeling of people coming in and feeling comfortable and sitting back and enjoying a movie here at the Mountaineer.
My dear Dr. Sattler, welcome.
Tonight's movie is a classic.
To Jurassic Park.
For KVNF News, I'm Laura Palmisano in Lake City.